there's plenty of room for optimism. The Africa Progress Report says mining, gas, and oil provide more funds than aid, about seven times as much. Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General and chair of the Africa Progress Panel, put it this way.
Imagine an African continent where leaders use mineral wealth wisely to fund better health, education, energy, and infrastructure too. Africa, our continent, has oil, gas, platinum, diamonds, cobalt, copper, and more. If we use these resources wisely, they will improve the lives of millions of Africans.
One way to improve lives would be to provide more funding for primary and secondary schools. UNESCO's Education for All Monitoring Report 2013 says by spending 20% of the additional revenues on education, resource-rich countries could educate over half of the 30 million children in sub-Saharan Africa who are not now in school. But optimism is tempered by problems of diverted revenues and other forms of corruption which prevent funds from reaching national treasuries. The executive director of Oxfam International, Winnie Byanyima, says as a result, potential resources end up bypassing the poor.
In 2011, exports of oil and minerals from Africa, Asia, Central and South America, three regions, were over $1.4 trillion. This is more than 10 times the value of official development assistance provided to these same regions. So we argue that if illicit capital flows could be stopped, Africa could fund its own development fully without the need for aid.
The Africa Progress Report also cites another factor affecting the use of extractive resources for funding infrastructure and social programs, and that's poorly negotiated business deals working to the advantage of large international companies.
The competition among governments to attract direct investments has really heated up over recent years. The advice that comes from the World Bank and the IMF, plus the competition to attract a number of companies in the extractive industry, has caused really a race to the bottom, with each country trying to open its and make an, what they call an enabling environment for these companies, offering tax holidays, compromising labor standards, human rights of people in terms of their land rights and so on.
In many cases, state companies and government officials made deals that are far below the current market value of minerals and other resources. Some deals were negotiated many years ago when prices for oil and minerals were low and concessions were made to attract investment. Today, the market is offering higher returns, and some countries are renegotiating those contracts. The report recommends using independent investigations with public hearings to review some of the deals. The report and Oxfam urges the international community to crack down on offshore companies registered in tax havens, where disclosure rules are lax or non-existent and serve to facilitate corruption, bribery, and the illegal transfer of funds.
These are the avenues for stashing away illicit capital flows. These are part of the big picture of what happens. Tax havens, mispricing. Let me give you one example of mispricing. A company like Mopani Copper Company, Copper Mine, which is a Zambian subsidiary of a Swiss company, Glencore. This company was mining copper, exporting it to its parent company at a price below the market price. Then Glencore would resell it at the market price. This is illegal because the mineral wealth is law that this mineral wealth must not be sold below the market price. But this kind of mispricing was going on. Zambia was losing more than $160 or so million every year. And when this was exposed, now I understand there is a case, the government is prosecuting the company.
The Africa Progress Report recommends greater transparency in state contracts with private companies and also in national budgets, which reveal transactions by government-run companies. On an international level, the study suggests multilateral action to curtail tax evasion and to help countries strengthen tax administration systems. It also recommends measures for increasing job creation in extractive industries. The report encourages legislative reforms to protect Africa's hundreds of thousands of small-scale miners. Development specialists say artisanal mining provides employment and revenues for some of Africa's poorest citizens. Governments may also boost employment by promoting linkages between mining companies and local businesses. Some countries are already doing this. Ghana requires gold mining companies to recruit and train locally, while Nigeria encourages preferences in licensing for local companies and requires all who are bidding to present a local content plan. And a mining code by the Economic Community of African States, ECOWAS, calls for policies favoring local and regional businesses. Africa Progress Panel Chairman Kofi Annan says when managed well, natural resources can enhance poverty reduction, promote inclusive growth, and improve living standards. The alternative is what development experts call the resource curse. That is, revenues for development are instead siphoned away by corrupt politicians and business people. I'm William Eagle in Washington.